The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 11 trivia questions on black and white things. This is Trivia with Buds. It be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks so much for checking out this show and putting it in your ears today. Maybe you're in traffic and you're sitting there and you're like, I need something to listen to get through this traffic. And maybe you found this show and maybe the sound of my voice is guiding you from not jumping out of the car and kicking all the other cars around you. Speaking of cars and traffic, I got nailed the other day. I got sideswiped by a guy who is avoiding getting hit by someone in the lane next to him. So like two lanes over in the middle lane, a big moving truck was just flying over, changing lanes, not looking. And then the big white truck next to me, it was like a pickup truck. He swerved out of the way and hit the very back right of my car with the front left of his car. And we pulled over and we checked it out. And I had some big scuff marks on my car because his car was pretty new. And he didn't have any damage on his car. It was just kind of scuffed against mine. And I looked at it and I just said, yeah, I'm good. You know, like it's a scuff. And there's already scuffs on that side from like the last time something like that happened. You know, like the last accident I was in, the last parking accident I had where somebody hit my car and I had no idea what happened. And my car's got 300,000 miles on it. So I was like, it's fine. And he was like, okay, thanks. And I was like, yeah. But it's just one of those things. It's like I'm not going through the whole process of doing this this crazy business. I'm not going to have my car sit in a shop to get fixed and deductibles and all these things for like something that was, you know, the car's still running. There's like maybe a small dent. If it was a new car, obviously I'd want to get taken care of. But I don't know. I was just like, let's move on with our lives. And here we are recording a podcast while you're in traffic, maybe. This episode is all about black and white things, guys. This is soccer balls, things like that, Michael Jackson songs. You know what's up. I got this article open from Reader's Digest Canada, which I imagine is more polite than the Reader's Digest in America. And it says, why soccer balls are black and white. So I thought I'd read this to you. It says, turns out the sports staple was made for TV. For the 1970 World Cup in Mexico, the first of its kind to be broadcast live on television, Adidas created the iconic black and white paneled ball intended to catch the eyes of viewers better than a single colored one would as it moved across the black and white TV screens. The black pentagons also helped players and referees recognize the swerve and flight of the ball. So that's kind of interesting. This whole article is about different different colors and why they are certain colors, different things and why they are certain colors. So here's another one. Why is the Purple Heart purple? When the Continental Congress forbade George Washington from promoting soldiers during the American Revolution, the revered general got crafty. On August 7th, 1782, he established the badge of military merit, a purple cloth or silk heart, to be worn over a soldier's left breast and signify an elevated status. While it's hard to know why Washington opted for that hue, the history behind the color's purple regal reputation dates back to the 15th century BC, when ancient Mediterranean clothiers created the shade from sea snail secretions in a long and expensive process. The result, only royalty could afford purple clothes. That's kind of interesting. And here's one last one for you. It says, why surrender flags are white? Some believe the peacemaking symbol comes from the bland garb of ancient times. Soldiers and civilians alike had white clothes handy, and since they were highly visible against neutral backgrounds, the clothes would be waved to easily convey passivity. So that is interesting. There's three quick ones for it. All right, one more. Why taxis are yellow? If you hailed a New York cab in 1905, a car painted red and green would screech to halt before you. So how did the color change from two-tone to bumblebee bright? In 1907, Albert Rockwell created a taxi cab with an innovative 15-horsepower engine at his car company in Connecticut. Legend has it that his wife suggested the car should be painted yellow, and they've been that way ever since. By 1909, yellow taxis were zipping around New York City courtesy of Rockwell's cab company. That's crazy. I bet his family hates Uber for sure. We're going to jump into today's episode, which is about colors. It's about the colors black and white. So I'll ask you these random questions from a round that I did at a live event, 3 years ago. So enjoy these black and white trivia questions. We're going to jump into them right now. Here we go. All right, here we go. Black and white trivia. Question number one. Sylvester the cat from Looney Tunes was what type of cat, named after an article of clothing? Number one, Sylvester the cat from Looney Tunes was what type of cat, named after an article of clothing? Number one. Question number two. What year did the song Black or White by Michael Jackson come out? Question number two. What year did the song Black or White by Michael Jackson come out? Was it 1991, 1994, or 1998? When did Black or White come out? 91, 94, or 98? Question number three, black and white trivia. What snack is known as Milk's favorite cookie? Number three, what snack is known as Milk's favorite cookie? Question number four, in the movie Pleasantville, who plays Bill Johnson, the owner of a burger joint? Number four, in the movie Pleasantville, who plays Bill Johnson, the owner of a burger joint? Question number five, on the Cartoon Network show Wee Bear Bears, the three bears consist of a panda, a grizzly, and what other type of bear? Panda, a grizzly, and what other type of bear? Number five. Question number six, what black and white card game is described as a party game for horrible people? Number six, what black and white card game is described as a party game for horrible people? Number seven, the White Stripes was a duo consisting of Jack White and who else? Number seven, the White Stripes was a duo consisting of Jack White and who else? Question number eight, what gum famously had a zebra as a mascot? Number eight, what gum famously had a zebra as a mascot? Question number nine, before Santana's song Black Magic Woman in 1970, what band had the same titled song in 1968, 2 years earlier? Number nine, before Santana's song Black Magic Woman in 1970, what band had the same title in 1968? And number 10, what is the dude's drink of choice in The Big Lebowski? Number 10, what is the dude's drink of choice in The Big Lebowski? For 2 points, this was your two-point question if you're playing along with me. Jack Black is one half of Tenacious D. Who is the other guy? What's the other guy's name in Tenacious D besides Jack Black? All right, everybody. Those were your questions for black and white trivia. We'll be back in just a few with the answers. Go have a nice glass of milk. Here we go with the answers to black and white trivia. Let's see how you did. This was question number one. Sylvester the cat from Looney Tunes was what type of cat named after an article of clothing? The answer was tuxedo cat. Tuxedo cat. How about that? Number two, what year did the song Black or White by Michael Jackson come out? Was it 91, 94, or 1998? The answer was 1991. Your first choice there. The very start of the decade there, 91. Number three, what snack is known as Milk's favorite cookie? That, of course, are Oreos. Oreos. I have like six of those a day. Oreo cookies. Number four, we had in the movie Pleasantville, who plays Bill Johnson, the owner of a burger joint? That would be Jeff Daniels. Jeff Daniels. Number five, on the Cartoon Network show Wee Bear Bears, the three bears consist of a panda, a grizzly, and a polar bear. His name is Ice Bear. Number five. Number six, what black and white card game is described as a party game for horrible people? My wife, Ashley, loves this game and always gets the craziest cards. Cards Against Humanity. She always has to say the most embarrassing stuff. Number seven, the White Stripes was a duo consisting of Jack White and who else? That was Meg White. Meg White. Number eight, what gum famously had a zebra as a mascot? Fruit Stripes gum. Fruit Stripes gum. That lasts, 30 seconds or so, flavor-wise. Number nine, before Santana's song Black Magic Woman in 1970, what band had the same title in 1968? Fleetwood Mac was the answer. Fleetwood Mac, one of my favorites. Number 10. What is the dude's drink of choice in the Big Lebowski? They have a Lebowski Fest every year. Have you ever been? If you've listened to this show, I bet you have maybe checked it out. Somebody has. Number 10 was White Russian. The White Russian drink, of course, is the dude's drink of choice. And for 2 points, Jack Black is one half of Tenacious D. The other half is Kyle Gass, actor and musician Kyle Gass. Those were the answers to Black and White Trivia, guys. How many did you get out of 11? Send me a picture of your scorecard or take a picture of it and screenshot it to me and let me know how you did. Always looking to see those score sheets and how many questions you got right out of each episode. If you like this show, you should hit subscribe for new episodes every single day. And there's over 450 other episodes for you to go back and check out. We did some recently on, let's just think of three random things I did recently. Mortal Kombat. Monopoly, we did that just the other day, and we did a round on movie taglines. So go check out those three random episodes amongst 400 and something other ones. And if you like this show, please tell a friend about it who likes trivia. Maybe you can play along with them, or you could battle in different episodes. That's always kind of fun to do. And if you like playing live trivia and you can't make it out to one of my nights, find me on Periscope. I'll be doing a Sunday night event, probably this Sunday. So check it out. It is going to be a ton of fun. And you can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Buds and on Periscope at Ryan Buds as well. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.